Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Hello, everybody, and welcome. And tonight, in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, dwells the horrible tragedy of Texas. For yours truly, Texas is... I've never been there, but it's very close to my heart because my daughter lived there, and she has two school-age children, actually three, but the one great-granddaughter is in college. But the absolute horror, and how do you even begin to imagine what parents are living through? Our hearts, our love with them. But maybe even more importantly than that, Inner Sight has what we believe is the solution to this whole thing. And along with gun control measures, of course. But animals have served man for many, many thousands of years. And here's a good opportunity for them to do it again. Now, if I were president of this country, let me tell you how I would handle this situation. And I had to go to a situation where children were absolutely murdered, and the teachers and everyone else. I would bring with me a trained dog trained to detect firearms, and I would demonstrate, and I would say to America, I pledge to you today that every school will have one of these dogs at their door. If I'm, if it's within my power, and it will be within my power to do it, a trained dog, plus in the entrance of the building, a metal detector. Now you've got two levels of protection. If the dog misses something, the metal detector can pick it up. See? This is what the President of the United States should have done. And also, of course, in addition, remind people, yes, we will keep fighting for better gun control and background checks and all that. But this idea of the dog and the metal detector, this can be immediate.
That's right.
All he has to do, call a meeting of every governor and tell them that they're going to do it.
That's
the
right.
The state can He'll pay for the metal detectors. Simple.
That's right.
Now, yep. Follow this world. Inner Sight has an idea where they can get the money for this, and at the same time, help the disabled. I'm going to let my co-host, In honor of my dear friend Rosie, tell you about that money. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, people don't realize that money, $196 billion, can go to many things, and especially this one right now. $196 billion spent here for the 2021, through that year, I believe it was. And it says from 2020 or 2021, I said to you, 2020, I believe. Okay, so it's the year before last. And it was this money spent, you know, on nursing homes. And it's a beautiful way right now of saying to everybody, here, this is excess. Here, you know, pay, instead of people lining their pockets with it, give it to the other people who need it, like people who are, Right, exactly.
Yeah. Use it to implement this program. I mean, you don't need $196 million to do it, But use
Trust me, no.
whatever part you need. You know,
that's right.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and use
yeah.
it as a gift
mm-hmm.
in honor of all those children. A
that's
gift
right.
to protect children. Put the dog...
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just thought of a name for it. The dog at the door.
There you go. I like that.
The dog
at
the door.
That's right.
There it is.
That's right, Frank. That I like.
I heard tonight on the news that Schumer's going to press for more gun control. Chuck Schumer, get off your ass and put the dog at the door.
There you go.
And you already have canine officers in the police department.
That's right.
Now,
yeah.
you have National
like
Guard that could make up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a perfect timing to do this because schools are going to be closed next month.
That's right.
You could work for a September goal. Let's say maybe cover
mm-hmm.
100 schools with this idea.
That's right.
Schools should get the first priority, the children.
That's right.
And then you expand
Here's
it.
Here's the other thing.
To business.
I'm sorry. Continue. Yes.
Well, go ahead.
Very much so. Well, when you have the children, you know that this is our future. I mean, we've heard that many times before. Well, how could we have a future when there are people shooting up into the kids' elementary schools or even high schools or even just anything in inner cities? You really need something like that. You need something that's going to protect both the fire exit, so you can still have the fire exit, and you need something to
yeah,
have,
well, they
you know,
can, they
to
can
be
work
one
that
entrance.
Out. What they, all the superintendents get together with the community
mm-hmm.
and the police department, and they work out the details. Okay.
That's right.
We're only going to have
That's
one
right.
door, but the fire protection remains. This is it,
right.
and, you know, whatever. That can be worked out.
Yeah, you need two exits as a, according to the fire law, at least two.
Whatever it takes
needs to remain,
to,
yeah.
to deter people with weapons, you know.
True.
I mean, you know, everything can be worked out. Believe me, if they really
and
want to do it.
And everybody thinks it's a fluke that this happened. No, it isn't. If you go back, you know, lately it might have been a, you know, you could see that it's increasing the violence in the schools. I mean, you need to have some protection, you know, for
really
people who
protection.
Are just innocently there and devoting their life to teaching children, even.
And
you
dogs,
know, both the teachers and,
dogs
mm-hmm.
generally love children.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah.
Unless they're allergic, that's the only reason
Another
why you wouldn't. Right. The only reason why you couldn't
Well,
the
beauty
the
of this
the,
is that a dog doesn't have to get that close to a person.
That's right.
To indicate. You know, if
yeah,
they indicate, the person has to be investigated and searched.
That's all. It's no big deal. I mean, when I used to go work in the city, every day when I used to work in the Federal Reserve, every day everybody needed a full background, not background check, but like they used to come in and frisk you. The ladies frisk the ladies,
yeah.
the men frisk the men. And we went through a metal detector every single time.
Yeah, but you didn't
you
have
know?
The dog.
We didn't have the dog, no. But we had those two items. We had it where that we would fret. We were literally pat down, you know, and then we went through the detector, and the detector, you know, because somebody forgot something.
Well,
like
the patting
that
down
against.
People may object to, you know.
Yeah, but
metal
if you're in,
detector,
in a building that you already know that has
And the dog, I think, is sufficient.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But these
but,
are separate security guards, believe it or not. Some of them came in from agencies, and they had to be bonded and all that. And they would
yeah.
definitely be working on that, you know?
So that's the inner sight idea, and I put it tonight on email to two different organizations of mothers. I don't recall their names, but it's a number of more than 1 million moms who are trying to work in Washington to, you know, for the gun control.
Control, yeah.
You know, so inner sight remains steadfast. This is the solution. You know, the dogs
now, people
are there. You have shelters all over this country. You evaluate the dogs. You can train them. I offer my time as a volunteer to do whatever training I can.
That's right.
You know.
The ammunition and the bomb training. Remember when you went to Captain Haggerty? He showed you what they do, right? So you could probably do that.
Yeah, I started to do bomb detection work. That was around after the World Trade business, you know. That's a little different than firearm, though.
No, it's a little different for sure. One is, you know, like plastics, and that's the bomb detection stuff. And then the other is pure metal.
A couple of years ago, we, Inner Sight, wrote a letter out here in Suffolk County to the county executive giving him this idea. And we never heard
back.
Kid
Cops.
Never responded.
I remember that. Remember when we were talking about Kid Cops? Yeah, that was the whole thing about this and how you can, you know, get the fire exits covered as well as the main exit covered. So you have that fire exit patent. There's certain things called magnetic opening of the doors during a fire. And immediately once the fire alarm is triggered, then these magnetic, have... you know, then they unleash, you know, the door so people can, you know, get out. There's
well,
a way
the
of doing it once the alarm
comes on. I mean, that can be modified and whatever they got to do.
Yeah, anything they need.
The main thing is protecting people from getting into that building with a weapon.
That's right.
You know, and that's what the dog's that's job. Right. And then, of course, the an armed officer will be with the dog.
Of course.
Teamwork.
It's the most important thing. Yeah.
It's a teamwork.
I was really devastated when I heard this today. I was like, oh, my God. You know, when I heard the kids, again. And I said, when are they going to stop it? You know?
Well, they got to do something to stop it. You know,
yes, they
and,
do.
And I'm not just talking about sitting around Washington and debating this. The Republicans want this.
No,
the Democrats
this is like
want this.
Immediate.
You know,
yeah,
you need to do something at the site.
That's right.
Of where these things can happen. And this dog idea and the metal detector, I think, is perfect.
It's fabulous. It's perfect. I hate to say
and
it.
Of course,
we
the
have
armed
to do
officers.
This. Yes.
You know, I think it will definitely deter
people. And
the best
set of money to go there is any excess from the nursing homes that you've needed all these years
the money.
To people
there's
are
the
hiding. Yeah.
So let's just highlight this. The inner sight idea.
Yeah.
Protect children with the dogs at the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay for the dogs. You know, you go to the shelter and you have them evaluated. You don't have to pay for the trainers. I'm sure people would volunteer to train these dogs. I know I will.
I would too.
You know?
I love dogs, so it'd be easy for me to want to do that.
And then the money, you know? Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah.
Use part of that money to implement
of
this
course.
Whole idea.
Yeah. It's
so
a great idea,
it.
I mean. Yeah, it's excess, much, much crazy amount of money being spent just to keep one person in a nursing home. I'd love to know that figure, how much that would be. you know, just the one person in a nursing home. I'm not that savvy.
Oh,
yet.
Well, yearly, what is it, $15,000 a month now?
Yeah.
Keep
at least.
Person in a nursing home?
Yep, at least. Maybe more.
Something
it's
like
crazy.
That. It's over a,
yeah, in
it's
that,
over
in that range, yeah.
$1,000 a year, isn't it?
That's right. It's got to be taken care of. And you tell me that people who are kept in their home is more money, you lie if you do, because that's not true.
Not if they listen to our idea, it wouldn't be
yeah.
more money. Not if they
no,
bring back the telethon to
that's
keep
right.
people safe in their own home.
Not only
telethons
safe,
raise a lot
healthy.
Of money.
Right. Oh, I know. We could raise a lot of money with the telethon if it, people are in approval. Yeah. A lot of things should be done with the telethon.
Our independent living center here in Suffolk County
mm-hmm.
just donated $700 to InnerSight.
Yep.
Because they love
yes,
the
they
idea
did.
Of the nursing home to keep this show on the air. Now, there's an example.
Right.
There's
right there.
An example of an agency for the disabled. That can raise money, you know, and they should be mandated to do so.
But these people
you know,
didn't. They just,
this
you know.
This is without a mandate. Imagine
that's right.
if you
Could
mandated
you imagine?
These agencies
oh boy.
To now establish a fund to keep people in their own home.
Yes.
See? It can be
Believe
done.
Believe me, everybody who's working within a site will be cleared for that, too. You know, you won't have to worry about anything because we're going to get some bonded people. We have no choice. We have to anyway, you know, if we do this.
Of course
this.
You got to have certified people.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
I want to thank
today, by the way.
Suffolk Bus Corp. That's not an...
Oh,
well,
yeah.
well, they carry disabled people in the SCAT buses.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh.
They donated $2,000 to InnerSight.
See? Yeah.
Because they believe in what we're doing.
That's
how
right.
many more
a lot of people spread,
agencies
spread
out there
our word too.
Believe in it.
Yeah. A lot of others.
You know, I bet there's
others.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So we've got a. I'm going to try to find a politician through some of our connections who will endorse this idea of the dog at the door.
That's definitely dog at the door.
Call it that for now.
Sounds great. I like it, though. I think it works. The dog
at
the
door. We have some political friends, and I'm going to try to see who will take this idea and run with it.
Yeah, then we need that. We thought we had somebody who could run with it, and he promised us the sky and the world to help us with the guide dogs. He didn't help. So we need somebody strong who wants this real bad.
Yeah, some conservative who wants to save money.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to pay for the dogs are in the shelter. I mean, you've got to find the right ones.
That's all.
You know,
we're pretty good at that now.
Get the money from the nursing homes.
Definitely. Hands down.
You know, turn them into accessible housing. Now you got two things that are happening.
Yeah.
You're using the money to help the children, and you're providing housing
right.
for millions
at
of people.
At the same time. And there's a lot of things you could go, that could go straight in the Section 8 system, so you don't even have to manage it. You can manage it to a certain extent, and then after that, once it's all accessible, then you can manage it the right way. Excuse me, that's my mother.
Politicians have to be more creative.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take.
It is.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be
more
in touch
with
what
reality.
People are going through.
That's
true. Just to go to a site where this horrible thing happened and express
your condolences,
you know,
that doesn't help.
Your condolences and all that. That's not enough. That's not enough. Because it can happen again.
Yeah.
You've got to do something to put up some kind of a barrier to protect
That's
people.
Right.
You know?
That's
now, you
true.
Can't barricade the school, but you can put a trained dog at the door with an officer.
Right. Exactly.
And a metal detector inside the door.
That's true.
That you can do.
Now, after a while, we knew that we would get this stuff when I was, you know, going to the Federal Reserve every day, and it became normal for you to get, you know, patted down and going through the detector and then coming
to
work.
It's normal to be protected.
That's right. In that building,
now
especially.
Now, they say, somebody told me that this guy who did this, I don't even know if he's still alive.
No, he isn't.
Is there any word on that?
No, he is not alive.
He's not alive.
They shot him up? He's not alive. No.
Huh?
He's not alive.
The shooter, he's not alive. They shot him?
Correct. Yeah. Right.
Somebody told me that he was angry over something, pissed off over something. That we'll never know what it was. But you see, a dog can pick that up in a second.
Yeah, if somebody's angry, yeah, of course they can.
In addition to him having weaponry on him. See?
Right. The dog could do a lot, believe
dog
me.
Dog sense emotions.
Surprise me. Yeah.
They sense emotions in a minute.
They feel sadness, they feel happiness, they feel all of that. Everything you could think of, they know how to detect that, because then how would they be able to treat somebody who needs emotional happiness or needs this and that and the other thing? The dog knows how to do it. You know?
All right, let's see. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me check.
You can check the phones. And I want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue for their help. Don't forget, June 5th is the Whisker Walk to help raise money to save the Akita. And the right Akita would be a perfect dog for this job, dog at the door.
Yes, they're very observant.
Akitas love children.
That's it.
Be the perfect, you got to get the right one, of course.
Of course, yeah.
All right, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. And Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Email, June 5th, Whisker Walk. And all the beautiful children of the world, I don't know any of the names of those who
lost
their young
out.
Lives, but we include them nevertheless. All those who have lost their lives, the teachers, or whoever else was involved, you know.
Right.
We honor Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, and I'm sure that they're all together with all those beautiful children now.
Yeah, say a prayer.
All
right,
in a sight.
Even your grandchildren are found too, right? That don't have, they're not involved in it, I should say.
Who's not involved? What would you say?
Your grandchildren are not involved and everything's okay. I say a prayer for that, friend.
Oh, I haven't been able to reach my daughter, so.
Yeah, she's in Texas.
I'm just concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my ties to Texas. I've never been there, but definitely
you
have
ties.
You
always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
One of these days, if I have money in my pocket, I'm going to send you that to see your daughter.
No.
And the grandchildren. Yes, I am.
So, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number. And let's see, Kennedy Realty, thank you. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Thank you for your support of Inner Sight. Suffolk Bus Corp, of course. nice lady came over and brought the check.
Yeah.
And we thank you so much for that. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, we thank. 631-880-7929, and we're making plans to have a spokesperson from SILO come on the show every couple of weeks and tell people what's going on and what they're doing.
Oh, that's perfect.
So that'll be good. All right, Joe Delgado
today?
From SILO, thank you so much for your pledge of $700. And then he made it a point of making another pledge for September for another $500. So.
Which is awesome. Thank you.
We greatly appreciate that. Maybe you can get some other agencies to do the same thing.
Yeah, right?
That would
same
be cool. I'll have to, when we have
that,
coffee together, I'll have to talk to them about that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right. Inner Sight and our nursing home show tonight.
Yes.
And I think the biggest thing that I can think of about tonight's show is turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and use the money, part of the money to protect children in the schools with our idea, with the dogs.
That's right. That's right. We're helping everybody with this. Yeah, I cannot wait until there's some amount of money that we could actually say, okay, we're ready. We're going to help you all, you know. I have that feeling it'll happen. That's the funny part.
I wonder how many families who lost precious young lives have had experiences with nursing homes and lost loved ones in them. Now, there's
I wonder, that's a good question. There's a great question. I don't know.
Anyone out there, after your grieving period calms down, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
You know,
very
we'd
much
love
so.
To hear from you. And people like that would genuinely appreciate our idea.
Yes, they would. Even politicians, if they're really into politics in the right way, they would love your idea.
Well, if you get the right one.
Comes in the heart and truth. Exactly. You get the right one.
The one who's willing to make an issue out of it.
Yeah.
We're planning and here's a great revelation that'll come out now. We're planning a news conference in September with this idea to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And that's a perfect place to say, hey, free up the money, protect the children.
Yeah. I want to see if it went up. I have to call somebody at Skilled Nursing News and find out if that number went up. That number went up?
Oh, I'm
Why?
Sure
that's all I have to say. Why?
I'm sure it went up after 2 years.
Well, I'm sure,
sure
it went up, too.
Goes up
two
all
years,
the time. Everything's
years.
Gone up.
But I want a more current figure than 2000, you know, the year 2000. I want it, you know, not 2000, I'm sorry, 2020. I want it more accurate than that.
Yeah.
I want it to go every year.
I'm sure that we'll find
out.
Find
an accurate.
What that figure is. And by the way, speaking of figures, what's our figure?
Oh, it's
115,005, I remember. Where did it go?
Yeah, no, it went up to 90.
Check it out.
90 extra listeners, so it's 90. So
what
115,090.
Oh, wow. 115,090. All right.
Yeah.
829, New York. Inner Sight on the nursing home show. And, you know, these nursing homes don't care if someone passes away.
That's what they want.
You know, they don't care. They've got a whole list. They've got a whole population, you know. And they've got all those agencies pushing people toward nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know, with the stupid criteria, you know, and the way things are set up, it's like they're just waiting around for people to make that wrong move.
Yeah.
Or have a complication with an illness.
Yeah.
You know, so they can put them in the nursing home. So they get rid of one person, two, three, four, 10 more will come in.
That's right. And 10 more will lose their life just like the others. It's crazy.
How many times have we heard people waiting to go into nursing homes and they're waiting for beds?
Yeah.
You know,
waiting for somebody to die so they can fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to do away with that.
Well, I was very disturbed to see the condition that my mom was in. I never saw her that way. And it bothered me. I brought her in walking, and now you have her so degenerated, she can't even live. Yeah, that bothered me.
Yeah.
I didn't ask
you'll never know, but
you'll
never know. But I would go out on a limb and say she would have improved more in her own home.
Oh, I agree with that. She was doing well in her own home. She really was. Until the first nursing home really creamed her with like 3-4 instances of abuse, but yet it wasn't enough to cause a law firm to come.
She needed the right person to help her, to be with her.
Exactly. The one who put her in the nursing home was one of her aides. She reported it to the agency that she wasn't acting right.
Yeah, well, that's what they tell them to do.
Yeah.
That's what they tell them to do.
Yeah.
You know? That's how those people are.
She wasn't acting right, but they shouldn't have treated her like a piece of poo and kept her in her own familiar surroundings.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why nursing
homes
should be outlawed.
Yeah, they should be.
They should not be allowed to exist.
And, but we have the perfect solution. Make them accessible housing. You know, you don't have to give up your nursing home land, you know, just because people aren't in the nursing home anymore. You could take that land and building that you built on it and easily make accessible housing in it.
Oh, yeah. You know, of course, the owners are going to pretend that they care about the person and say, what if so-and-so needs this or that or the other thing? My answer is the money will be there for it.
That's right.
That's the answer.
That is the answer.
Let the money be there
for
whatever they need, and we'll get it for them.
Right. That's right. And then if they go to the hospital, they come back to get physical therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Automatic. It doesn't have to be, you know, the way
to
get rid of
the
degeneration.
Change a lot, but they could still stay there.
Right.
You know?
I mean, somebody
person goes
really
to a hospital.
Yeah.
In many, many cases, they get so-called well and they go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens every day.
Yeah.
Just
there's
expanded.
Other people who don't see that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
no.
People need more
They're
help.
Told by the physical therapist, this is X, Y, and Z. And that's why this person
Make the
can't
money
go home.
Available for that help.
Yeah, make it available is right.
You know.
To keep people out of nursing homes. That's all you need to do. And then what people would want to have a good idea, like making it accessible housing. Once the nursing home has been completely
changed. Well, that would help millions of people who need
it. It would, yes. We don't have accessible housing. Yep.
You know.
I would live in one in a apartment that was made for me, 2-bedroom, nice. And then I'd live in a former nursing home just to prove a point, too. You know?
Well, you know, the nursing homes are already accessible.
They are.
So
they
that's
are.
A big plus.
It is a plus, yes. They have elevators to every single floor, more than one. They have physical therapy on premises if you need it. Listen to how much things they have. But the key is you're allowed to live your life the way you want to live your life. That's what's not there. Seriously.
And look how precious life is in the light of this tragedy.
I see some people, Frank, that really bothers me, that they'd rather go into a homeless shelter than go into a nursing home because they don't want to be taken over like that. Yeah.
Oh, you hear that every day.
Yeah. We have a lot of people who did that, that we called into our radio station. Well, our radio program, I should say.
All right, Inner Sight, how are we doing with the phones? Anybody? 213-816.
It's just us.
1650. Again, recapping our solution for this horrible tragedy with the school. Dog at the door, trained dog with an armed officer. Metal detector inside the door.
Right.
And the money comes from the getting rid of the nursing home, turning them into accessible housing, and free up that money to protect children.
I'd like to get somebody who's an engineer, Frank. Sorry.
What?
I'd like to get a person who's an engineer or somebody who builds buildings and stuff like that. I want to price it out of curiosity. I want somebody who's talented in that to, you know, call.
Yeah, you need an architect.
An architect.
Yeah, you probably have to pay
somebody
him.
Somebody who's familiar with the laws and stuff like that. And
you'd
somebody who's also
him.
Willing to donate their time, maybe. That'd be great, too, if we knew somebody.
I don't know. Everything is money today.
Yeah, I know.
But you
but
never
know.
You might
know
find
how
someone.
Much it would be. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Could possibly... maybe there's somebody out there who would think it's a worthy cause.
Give us an idea of how much
give us an estimate.
To convert. Yeah, an estimate.
That would be the best estimate the disabled ever got.
Right. Yeah.
Believe me.
And you know what? We could take it and say here to the politicians who don't want us to get what we need because they have it in place, they think. And they're happy, the people who are in the nursing homes. That's totally wrong. Totally wrong. They're not happy.
Nah.
So if you get
somebody... I don't think anyone would be happy in a nursing home.
Nobody. I can't. Oh, something's going on.
They might think they're happy, but, you know.
Yeah.
Give them a choice.
Yeah.
You want to find out if they're happy? Give them a choice. Would you rather be here or in your own home with all the help you need?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Let me run down the week for Inner Sight. Monday night is Mad or Glad. By the way, we apologize for last night. We didn't have a show. Technical difficulties.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Tuesday night open mic. Wednesday is the nursing home show. You're hearing that tonight. Tomorrow night, our veterans show. And we're going to have a special treat for you. Robert Merrill with the National Anthem.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people don't know, but Merrill was disabled.
Yeah.
You know, he walked with a limp. I can't hear you. Where did you go?
Hold on one second.
What's going on?
There's a little bit of an emergency in that household. I'm
going to
actually...
You got to mute that.
I can't. There's an emergency in the household. So let me go see where my husband is, and I'm hoping he didn't go to sleep with his.
Oh,
you know,
mute yourself.
The low blood sugar. Yeah.
All right. In sight.
Thank you for doing the show. I'll be with you tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Oh, all right.
All right.
In sight and.
Yeah, Bowie.
Friday night at the funnies. Friday night is the funnies, but this Friday will, Memorial Weekend will be off, so long weekend.
Do you want me to let Louie in?
Who?
Louie's on. I took a peek at the board.
Oh,
Louie's waiting.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's
you can let Louie come in the show.
Yeah, here he is.
If you want. Louie,
hey,
Rivera, in a sight.
All right, let me go and see how.
Hello.
Good night.
Yeah.
Louie, I have to go, okay? Here, you got Frank, though. Oh, here he is. Bye-bye.
How you doing, Lou?
Hello, Frank Perino.
Yeah.
What? Where's Susan? Cut out?
Yeah, she cut out.
Yeah. How are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing good, and we missed you last night. We couldn't get on the air last night.
I just called up, no answer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Hey, Louie, do you read the newspapers?
I read Newsday.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Able News, I didn't read Able News. So how is that magazine?
It's all right. Do you get Able News?
Yeah, that's the story of Suzanne, right? You read the Able News story.
Able News, yeah, on and about the disabled. They got a column of by professionals. They got a personals column. They meet a nice girl in there.
Yeah, I know. So Suzanne cut off.
Yeah.
Wait, she's doing something.
I don't know. She said she had some kind of something to take care of. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
You got. I'll get a hold of Suzanne on Friday.
Yeah. Read Able
okay.
News. You get a free subscription online. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Able
and,
News.
And. Hello, my name is Connie and Chrissy, talking to Louie Rivera for Inner Sight, you know. I'm giving out love drops to one and only girls even want to do. Just talk to Connie and Chrissy all about it.
I think we're going to get them on the show.
Baby.
You want to be on the show with them?
Get them on a show?
Yeah.
Who's that? Connie and
Chrissy
on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to
yeah,
have more?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with those pretty ladies through the phone.
Oh, yeah. So listen,
yeah, okay.
How's about Dean Martin? You know?
Yeah.
Playing golf with Jack Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now listen, Dean. I haven't got any money on me. What do you want? Well, I need a drink, you know. I can't tee off without a drink of whiskey. Well, don't look at me. They have a big argument on the golf course. See?
Yep.
So listen, give us a promo for Friday night. What are we going to do Friday night?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. This is Louie Rivera of Entertainment Rosanna Dana. And I'm going to be on the Block Talk Radio Funnies. It starts from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Friday night on the PM... Ringy-dangy inner sighty, okay? Ringy. Don't forget the love drops. I can give it to Connie Chris, or I can have the cotton swab ready for Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper.
Swab.
Yeah,
we'll have
Suzanne,
the honeymoon.
I'll be ready for Friday. Don't worry about it. I'll be there waiting for you.
By the way, Louie. This Friday, we're not going to be on. It's a holiday. weekend.
Well, you want to skip that?
Yeah. So next Friday.
Next 1 week from Friday, right?
1 week from Friday, we'll be back.
Oh, we're going to skip it because of the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing for Memorial Day? You're going to go down to
I might go see my brothers. I might go to my brothers.
Oh, where is that?
In Central Islip.
Oh, that's right near you. That's not far.
I got to have a hot dog and a little chips and a coleslaw.
Huh.
I'm going to have coleslaw, sauerkraut, on a hot dog, also onions.
What are you having, a barbecue?
We'll see.
Oh. Sunday should be a nice day for the barbecue.
Yeah, okay, right. Thank you for we skipped Friday because of the holiday weekend.
Oh, no, that's all right. So we'll see you a week from Friday.
Oh, okay, Frank, right.
All right.
Okay. Take care, Frank, okay? I'll keep trying.
You do that, man. You're the greatest.
Okay. Take care, Frank.
Good night, Lou.
Take care.
All right. In a sight. And, again, our deepest heartfelt condolences. And at the end of the show, we'll have a moment of silence for all those who perished in the Texas shooting in the school. And just to recap a little bit, at 8:47 New York, our idea to not only help children be safe, but liberate people in the nursing homes, because that's where the money could come from to put a trained dog at the door of every school with an armed officer and any horrible, horrible individual who wants to hurt innocent children. So we urge the politicians to immediately implement this. I volunteer my time to train the dogs as much as I could. I can certainly do the obedience. I'm willing to reach out and get some additional training myself for the firearm detection. And in addition to the dog, we recommend highly that every school should have a metal detector right inside the door. So you got a double protection there. The money to be dispensed from the nursing homes, put people in their own home, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, and you have more than enough money to launch this program that we have named. They could change it if they want. I don't care what they call it. The dog at the door. You know. And you start with the school. And then, of course, you can, you know, you have the National Guard. The governor has that at their disposal. And you have canine officers with every police department in the country. So that's our idea. Will a politician pick it up and run with it and bring it to the floor of the Congress? Any politician who wants to use it, feel free. We'd be happy to join you in a news conference. In fact, we're planning to have a news conference in September on the nursing homes, and this will be now one of the foremost points of that conference. Because the money that's being used to keep people in nursing homes has to be put to a better purpose. All right? And Inner Sight is determined to bring that about. We're gonna search as much as we can to find a politician who will implement this idea. In fact, I'm going to call the head state senator just to see what they think of it. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And tomorrow night, our veterans program, how the VA should do a lot more, those who serve this country. And we'll have a special treat in the voice of Robert Merrill doing the national anthem from the Yankee Stadium. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight, 8 to 9, so join us, and condolences to all those affected in the school shooting. My daughter lives in Texas, I mentioned that before, and I haven't yet spoke to her. She has two children who are school age. So I'm sure that, you know, they're going to be very, very disturbed over this whole thing. But Inner Sight presses on. Some good ideas, I was told the other day by one of our supporters. The politicians ought to pick up on them. The President of the United States should declare an immediate change with these schools and, you know, have these dogs trained to be make children safe at the door in the school, that is. It can be done. The money can be freed up that's being spent on these nursing homes. I want to thank everyone for listening to Inner Sight. We went over 115,000. We're almost at 115,100. And we are determined letting the authorities and the politicians know that change is needed. Press for gun control, yes, but also do something immediately at the schools to protect our children, because they're all precious and they're all part of us. So we urge President Biden to immediately step up and pass a measure that would bring more safety to the schools in the form of a service dog. Not a service dog, but a firearm trained dog to detect firearms and metal detectors inside the door. All right, Inner Sight. This has been our nursing home show, and anyone out there who would like to help with the news conference in September, we're going to need people online, and we already have a commitment from our independent living center that they will be with us, and to prove that, they just made a $700 donation to us. So people are beginning to realize that this system has to change. You know, that many, a great deal of money is wasted on stupidity and ignorance. People don't need to be in nursing homes. They need to be in their own home. The agencies need to establish funding to help them, bring back the telethon, and implement our idea of volunteers for freedom, where the certified home health aides would volunteer their time to make up for the hours that the state won't give. And, you know, we'd compensate them by paying one of their bills and helping them. So those are the three ways that this whole thing can be financed. And, of course, the government should put half the money up. Eventually, you could phase the government out. And they wouldn't even have to put any money up. That's the hope of this whole idea, because the telethon can bring a lot of money. And, of course, you got to have built-in safety features and legality to make sure that that money is used in the right way. Inner Sight around the world. And, by the way, our email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. All right? So drop us an email. I responded to a couple of emails earlier this evening to the groups of moms who, needless to say, are very disturbed over the latest tragedy. And I hope that they'll pick up on our idea and bring it to the politicians and make them do it. Don't just ask them. Make them do it. Let's get together and support the Inner Sight News Conference as to where the money, could come from. As a matter of fact, I think I'll call the Associated Press in the next few days, my friend over there who's an editor, and tell him where the money could come from to help protect children in the schools. And now a moment of silence for all those who lost their lives. We love you. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.